New approaches to treatment. If we understand that traumatized children and adults get stuck in fight or flight or in chronic shutdown, how do we help them to deactivate these defensive maneuvers that once ensured their survival? Some gifted people who work with trauma survivors know how to do this intuitively. Steve Gross used to run the play program at the Trauma Center. Steve often walked around the clinic with a brightly colored beach ball, and when he saw angry or frozen kids in the waiting room, he would flash them a big smile. The kids rarely responded. Then, a little later, he would return and accidentally drop his ball close to where a kid was sitting. As Steve leaned over to pick it up, he'd nudge it gently toward the kid. He'd usually give a half-hearted push in return. Gradually, Steve got a back-and-forth going, and before long, you'd see smiles on both faces. From simple, rhythmically attuned movements, Steve had created a small, safe place where the social engagement system could begin to reemerge. In the same way, severely traumatized people may get more out of simply helping to arrange chairs before a meeting, or joining others in tapping out a musical rhythm on the chair seats, than they would from sitting in those same chairs and discussing the failures in their life. One thing is certain. Yelling at someone who is already out of control can only lead to further dysregulation. Just as your dog cowers if you shout and wags his tail when you speak in a high sing-song, we humans respond to harsh voices with fear, anger, or shutdown, and to playful tones by opening up and relaxing. We simply cannot help but respond to these indicators of safety or danger. Sadly, our educational system, as well as many of the methods that profess to treat trauma, tend to bypass this emotional engagement system and focus instead on recruiting the cognitive capacities of the mind. Despite the well-documented effects of anger, fear, and anxiety on the ability to reason, many programs continue to ignore the need to engage the safety system of the brain before trying to promote new ways of thinking.